ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupas with the latest. More than 60 fires are continuing to burn and threaten lives and property across Victoria after a day of catastrophic weather conditions. Several of those fires are at emergency warning level, with residents told to either leave now or shelter in place as it may be too dangerous to leave. The largest of the fires is the Longwood Blaze in central Victoria, which has blackened 130,000 hectares, tripling in size since Thursday. Three people, two adults and a child, are unaccounted for, while up to 20 homes have been destroyed in the central Victorian town of Ruffey. Fires are burning in the northeast near Walba on the New South Wales border, in far eastern Victoria, and across in the west of the state at Natamuck, where property is also reported to have been destroyed. Property is also reported to have been lost in the town of Harcourt, south of Bendigo. About 60,000 properties in Victoria are without power. Farmers are warning the Victorian fires will have a significant impact on production. They say Victoria accounts for 2% of Australia's agricultural land, which yields 25% of Australia's food and fibre exports. Meanwhile, detectives are investigating following the discovery of a man's body in a vehicle at Harcourt Friday afternoon. Emergency services responding to the bushfire in the area found the body of a man in his 60s in a paddock on his property. Police say the circumstances of his death are unknown, but they don't believe it's directly related to the fire in the area. A cool change is bringing some relief after a day of scorching temperatures, but authorities are also warning it could lead to new outbreaks caused by dry lightning. ABC News.